Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Actor and Oscar-winning director Robert Redford has died at the age of 89. His publicist said he passed away at his home at Sundance in the mountains of Utah. FBI Director Kash Patel scheduled to testify today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He is expected to talk about oversight of the FBI and could be asked questions about the Charlie Kirk killing. The man accused of murdering him is due in court today. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
That suspect is being held under what's called special watch, essentially isolation to ensure that others don't harm him or that he doesn't harm himself. And ahead of the formal murder charges being brought against him later today, the FBI has been laying out a tremendous amount of evidence against him, including what they're calling a confession.
In Minnesota, there's a special election today for former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman's seat. She was assassinated by a man posing as a police officer. Also in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz says he'll run for a third term. This is ABC News. President Trump has given the green light for National Guard troops to march into Memphis.
The move welcomed by Tennessee's Republican governor.
I'm tired of crime holding the great city of Memphis back.
But Democratic city leaders in Memphis calling the move unnecessary. FBI figures show Memphis ranks first in the country in the rate of violent crime. But local officials report making progress, claiming historic reductions, saying the murder rate is at a six-year low. Trump insists the city is overrun with crime and is vowing to take similar action in other cities run by Democrats.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. With inflation suggesting higher prices on the way for just about everything, there's a bright spot. Gas prices have been trending down for the past year and a half. Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee kicks off its latest two-day meeting today. At the close tomorrow, it's expected to cut interest rates by a quarter point. Fed Governor Lisa Cook is expected there after an appeals court ruled she can stay while she fights her firing by the president. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Today is the last day on the job for the head of Brown County's Neville Public Museum after more than a decade at the helm. As executive director, Beth Kowalski spearheaded one of the museum's biggest gallery renovations, rebranded the museum's message, and has gone through many collections at the museum during her 12 years at the Neville. A popular Green Bay area band kicks off their 44th concert season tonight at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The AVB Band, formerly known as the Alloway Village Band, has dubbed tonight's season opener as Joy and Triumph, featuring festive and uplifting melodies that honor the joy and impact of music. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the concert starts at 7. As always, admission is free. Tonight's concert is sponsored in part by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 224. 11 more measles cases have been reported in Oconee County, bringing Wisconsin's state total to 36. The cases remain confined to Oconto County, where Wisconsin's measles outbreak began this summer when 9 people became infected following a single exposure while traveling out of state, according to the State Department of Health Services. Since then, cases have steadily climbed despite efforts by local health officials to identify close contacts who may have been exposed to confirmed cases in order to head off further spread of the disease. All cases have been among unvaccinated people, and data shows 2 people have been hospitalized so far. No deaths have been reported. The State Health Department releases new case data on Tuesdays and Fridays. For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown. And then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. Thanks for starting your day with Dan Marcus and then keeping it here all day long to WGBW.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, let it be. is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. For there will be an answer, let it be.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? Cause you don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me, but you keep me hanging on. Why do you keep coming around, playing with my heart? Why don't you get out of my life and let me make a new start? Let me get over you the way you've gotten over me. Hey, set me free, why don't you, babe? Let me be, why don't you, babe? Cause you don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on. Now you don't really want me, you just keep. I can do about it.
Like me, just like me. yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Today on the September 16th is a delicious national day. It's National Guacamole Day. And show of hands, how many people, you either love it or you hate it. And honestly, I am a lover and I feel like anybody who hates it just hasn't had the good stuff yet. Because you can have kind of bland, mushy guacamole. I mean, I would still eat it. But the good stuff is chunky and there's onions and there's tomatoes. Did you know guacamole comes from avocados? Of course, you probably knew that. Did you know that avocados didn't really start out being called avocados? They were called something very, very different. So stick around. That is coming up before 10. Kind of a cute name, kind of also gross.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, 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 oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
the station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You broke my heart. I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
WGBW news at the top and bottom of the hour, and it's coming up in just minutes. Another local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, the solitary man, solitary man. I've had a part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong. Behind me, I'll be.
The Temptations on local news. And Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. My girl in the news department, that is Connie Feldman, and the entire crew brings you these local news updates. And let's get you one right now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. 11 more measles cases have been reported in Oconee County, bringing Wisconsin's state total to 36. The cases remain confined to Oconto County, where Wisconsin's measles outbreak began this summer, when 9 people became infected following a single exposure while traveling out of state, according to the State Department of Health Services. Since then, cases have steadily climbed, despite efforts by local health officials to identify close contacts who may have been exposed to confirmed cases in order to head off further spread of the disease. All cases have been among unvaccinated people, and data shows 2 people have been hospitalized so far. No deaths have been reported. The State Health Department releases new case data on Tuesdays and Fridays. A popular Green Bay area band kicks off their 44th concert season tonight at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The AVB Band, formerly known as the Alloway Village Band, has dubbed tonight's season opener as Joy and Triumph, featuring festive and uplifting melodies that honor the joy and impact of music. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the concert starts at 7. As always, admission is free. Tonight's concert is sponsored in part by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 224. Today is the last day.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. The 16th annual Pride Alive event is happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Live music. The Brown County Fairgrounds is the place to be. The website is yournewpride.org. And WGBW will be there on Saturday. So if you are too, stop by and say hi.
I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet
said to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Got a second new life. I said to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
On local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I love a good guacamole. I love a sliced avocado. Make some avocado toast. Delicious. But did you know that avocados did not start out being called avocados? No, they were actually called alligator pears before the 1920s. And I guess that's a good name because they are pear-shaped. They kind of have that green, kind of gross-looking skin to them that looks a little reptilian. But farmers said, you know, we actually want to sell these avocados and have people eat them. So maybe let's give them a more attractive name than alligator pears. And then after the 1920s, they were called
with avocados. Locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually, you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Every single night, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba airs from 6 until 8 right here on 97.9. Or you can always get his podcast at WGBW.fm.
Yeah.
Green Bay to Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
People, don't you understand? The child needs a head. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
Preston, a judge in New York has just thrown out the two most serious charges against Luigi Mangione, who's accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge dismissing first-degree murder as terrorism charges, but keeping second-degree murder charges in place. This afternoon, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will be in court to face murder charges. He fit the classic definition of a movie star, but he was also an Oscar-winning director and a champion of independent film and an activist. Robert Redford has died at his home in Utah. Redford received a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2002.
I've spent most of my life just focused on the road ahead. I've not looking back. But now tonight, I'm seeing in the rearview mirror that there's something I've not thought about called history. And what moves me tonight is that I'm being joined by colleagues and peers to reflect on that history.
He was 89. This is ABC News. Israel has begun its march into Gaza City, going block by block, the army says, trying to root out Hamas. A new UN report out today, meantime, says according to international law, Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. ABC's James Longman with more on what the metrics the experts use.
They look at certain conditions that have to be met. They say four of the five for genocide have been met. That is, killing members of the group, inhumane conditions, preventing childbirth as well among those five conditions. And they've looked at statements from the Israeli leadership since October 7th, Benjamin Netanyahu specifically, where he's spoken about holding the whole of Gaza responsible.